Right now, I'm on this lake shore.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sitting in the sun. I'm sure it'll hit me.
Don't sing with that Southern accent, the fake Southern
when
accent.
When I walk through that door tonight, hey, I'm going to miss her.
Wow.
Oh, looky there. I got a bite. Come on, man.
Nah, this sucks.
Yeah. That's a tune.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ice Spike and Chris. Who is that?
That's Brad Paisley.
Ah, it sucks.
Nah, yeah, that's terrible. Good music.
Yeah, no.
Do you like country more the older you get?
I have respect for the OGs.
What about you?
Yeah. Well, he's going to some country festival.
I'm amused by it. I am going to a country festival.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Yeah.
A country festival. Wait, a festival?
Yeah, the Barefoot Festival.
Yeah. See, I think that sounds fun.
Yeah, I hope it is.
I'm excited to hear about it. Who are you going with?
A bunch of friends. My name is Jess.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You should go.
I'm welcome. Yeah. Well, I shouldn't say I'm welcome. I would be happy to go.
A bunch of middle-aged suburban people. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Is it local?
Down in Wildwood, right?
Oh, God.
Oh, is that where it is?
I thought maybe you were traveling to like Tennessee or something.
Yeah, that would be even better.
Yeah, I know.
I do want to go to Nashville, though.
Next year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He goes out to Nashville.
I heard Nashville's a good spot now.
You know what? It's okay.
Oh, yeah?
In my opinion, is Nashville's a little overrated. It's a good, if you need a bachelor party town where there's bars close to.
I don't need that.
Yeah. When there's bars close to each other and.
Oh, yeah, like the crawl.
Yeah, and you can go out and you only have to spend 2 or 3 days. It's cool. There's a real cool guitar shop I walked through. I think it's a little over. There's not much culture in New Orleans is like the town is dripping with history and culture. Yeah. Nashville, I just didn't feel it.
So I would agree with you there, but I do think Broadway is better than Bourbon Street. Broadway is the main strip, Nashville.
Sure. They're both. I'm out on
No, but I think Broadway, from what I remember of it, it's like four blocks and it's more contained, whereas Bourbon Street was.
We couldn't get Spike off Bourbon Street.
Yeah, he wasn't feeling it.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a whole other town.
Yeah.
There's a whole other part of New Orleans. And we're just like, let's go to the crowded worst part where Spike's going to eat French fries again.
Don't worry. If they go to San Francisco, I'll already start to look at reservations.
No. We've already written you off.
Start to look around.
No.
See what's, you know,
no,
what works.
No. We'll tell you where to meet us.
Heard they got some good spots
we'll
there.
We'll tell you where to meet us.
In-N-Out Burger?
The Twitter question. In-N-Out.
I do want to try In-N-Out Burger with Spike.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's what overrated too. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, you can make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom ring from Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. New question. Which team has the head coach and quarterback advantage on Sunday, the Eagles or the Niners? What do you think the poll result is at?
I would imagine the Eagles.
Well, what do you think the result is at?
Let's go 68%.
63%.
I almost said 63%.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think that the 49ers do. Now, I have great respect for Nick Sirianni. I do have respect for Jalen, but I think both of them are. It's amazing, and the results, the details matter. They absolutely matter.
Well, Jalen's better than Purdy.
I don't think so.
You don't think Jalen is better than Purdy?
No, I mean,
well, he's had a better career.
Well, because he won Super Bowl, but here's the point. Point being,
small thing.
Well, no.
He's been to two.
Well, just for a second.
Okay.
Point being that like, and I know this matters, but in overtime, in the Super Bowl, Brock Purdy had the lead, and the Chiefs had a 4th-and-1. And if the 49ers stopped that play, then all of a sudden, when we're talking about how good is each one of them, and we're boiling down who is better based on that play that Shanahan had nothing to do with. I mean, he's the head coach, but had nothing to do with.
Defense,
Brock Purdy had nothing to do with. And you could say that offense, you know, didn't play great in that Super Bowl, but I could say it about, you know, playoff games.
So
the Eagles.
I think he had a good defense. So that was, I mean. So,
I mean, it's a fair point. Now,
so my point about Shanahan, just in general, is that, like, his ability to first of all, as an offensive mind, he's all-timer. He has won with Jimmy Garoppolo, who went to the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo, who nobody would say is a Super Bowl quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This year, Purdy, who I think is actually really good, they were missing Purdy for 10 games. Somehow this team stays above water. The offense stays good enough with Mac Jones, who is fine, but is not a top 15 quarterback, even if he's a starter. It's not even
clear. I agree.
And his ability to sort of reinvent this team, even Christian McCaffrey, who is physically is a shell of what he was 2 or 3 years ago. I think he is, for an organization, if you're going to start with one coach, you have so many boxes checked with Shanahan. And as far as Purdy as a player, I think Purdy is an outstanding quarterback. Now, his great year, he was number one in every metric as far as quarterbacking. And even in his short time playing this year, when you look at how he rates as a quarterback, it is, and it passes the eye test.
He's 7-2 when he's played. Yeah,
he's mobile. You know, he can move. He is an accurate passer. I think adjusted completion percentage, he's number one in the league this year. He's just a good player, and I think Sirianni is a real good head coach. I think Jalen is a good quarterback. I think San Francisco not only has the edge as a tandem, I think individually.
So you think Purdy's better than Jalen?
Yeah.
So if Purdy's better than Jalen, then wouldn't what Nick has done be more impressive than what Shanahan has done if he has the worst quarterback?
Well, if I guess point being that when you look at the roster around both of those players, Shanahan has navigated that they lost Ayuk, you know, essentially. Yeah. They lost, what's the guy that's on Washington now?
Debo. Debo's overrated.
Debo. Pearsall has played.
He was good in San Francisco.
Pearsall has been their most explosive wide receiver this year, has played, I think, 6 games. Mm-hmm. And they've lost every good player on defense. And they have the same number of wins as the Eagles. They have a better point differential than the Eagles. So I give Nick credit for what he's done with Jalen overall. But the fact that Shanahan has done it a number of times with all different quarterbacks, I think when you just look at that resume, not just the Super Bowl thing, which matters, but it's not like Shanahan hasn't been to the Super Bowl. He's been to 2 Super Bowls and was very close to winning one of them. So,
He went with Garoppolo.
Yes.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I do think Nick has a better resume, just like completely a better resume. He's won more games. He's won a Super Bowl. He's been to 2 Super Bowls like recently. I know Shanahan was one recently as well. That is one thing about this game where you start to like boil down, like, could they win it? Will they win it? Matchup thing. Like, they are facing, there's 2 teams in the playoffs that have the amount of experience the Eagles do. Like, the Eagles' experience is an advantage for them. Against Seattle, it's an advantage. Against Chicago, it's an advantage. Against Green Bay, it's an advantage. It's not as much of an advantage against San Francisco. Like, I don't think
Brock, or the Rams. Those are the 2
Or the
teams.
Rams, right, yeah. Like, I don't think Brock Purdy is going to come into the Link on Sunday intimidated. Like, he's played here before in huge games, right? He's played in a Super Bowl. Shanahan has coached big games. So that is one thing where if you look at, I think, the most wins by quarterbacks in the playoffs, I think Jalen actually is number one, if I'm not mistaken.
Most wins in
playoffs. Well, no, Stafford would be one, probably.
Are you talking about in
their career? I'm saying, like, career playoff wins.
Quarterbacks remaining?
You're talking about quarterbacks remaining in the playoffs right
Correct.
Now.
Correct, yes, okay. Right, I'm saying of the quarterbacks that are in the playoffs this year, I think Jalen is one. Is number one, but I could be wrong about
that. Josh Allen might have the same number of wins.
So Jalen, yeah, but where I'm going at it was Purdy is actually higher on there than you would think, too. Like, Purdy has had postseason experience.
He had the one great year in 23.
Yes.
Purdy did.
Yes.
Had the one great year in 23. 31 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. I mean, 20 touchdowns, 12 picks, 20 touchdowns, 10 picks, 13 touchdowns, 4 picks.
And that's not even count. I mean, Jalen does that plus 15 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah. Well, I think when you look at I think people overrate interceptions. He does throw interceptions, but
I firmly disagree with you on that. But we don't
I
have
know,
to get
I
into
know,
it.
But,
yeah.
but there are plenty of metrics. Like, he's number 2 in QBR this year.
Purdy's good.
He's number 1 in QBR.
Is that more
Purdy's good.
Is that more of Shanahan?
Well, it's a lot of Shanahan.
That's what I'm saying. So I would give Shanahan the edge, definitely from a play designer, play caller standpoint over Nick. Yes. Culture, I don't know. I think Nick deserves a lot of credit for what he does as a CEO head coach, but I'm not going to even, there's not even a debate when it comes to play calling and play design.
Well, so look, Nick obviously sets a great culture. We've been over that. But I think in terms of
the actual quarterbacks, now I'm giving Shanahan more credit for what he's done with Purdy than I am saying Purdy is a great player.
Here's what I think Shanahan does, is that I think if you're a quarterback and you listen to Shanahan, there's a baseline.
Right.
I think it can only get so bad.
Right.
You know, but when you watch, and I like Jimmy Garoppolo, but when you watch Jimmy Garoppolo, like, you're like, man, it doesn't do much for me when you're watching it. Purdy's different. I think when you watch Purdy, he is, Garoppolo is a statue. Purdy is not.
Yeah, Purdy's
ability to avoid the rush and sort of and make throws on the run is pretty incredible, actually.
So I actually have a great stat for you on that. So both Jalen and Purdy are near the top of the league in how long they hold onto the ball. I think they're both in the top eight, right? So Purdy actually holds onto the ball a long time.
Yep.
But Jalen, I think, is eighth or ninth in the league in pressure allowed by a quarterback. So that's essentially a play where it's deemed that he's the reason the pressure came. It wasn't the offensive line. Purdy is like 27th. So Purdy holds onto the ball while also doing a good job navigating the pocket. So I do think, to your point, and Vic talked about this today, he does do a good job of being in the pocket with the ball, but not making a ton of mistakes in the pocket.
So boil down, who do you trust more?
Oh, I think Jalen's better. Yeah.
Right? I mean, well, who do you trust more? I trust Jalen more than I do Brock Purdy. And I like Brock Purdy. I'm not like Fritz, who's a hater. Of both quarterbacks, actually.
Thank you. Well, I just respect talent.
I trust Jalen in the playoffs to not make plays that will hurt them.
You could see Purdy taking a chance that he probably shouldn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think because he does that, it makes the offense better.
Okay.
So I think in a game like this, well, it does. They score more points.
Well, I'm saying the Eagles' offense scored the most points ever in a postseason last year.
Yes, they had to play four games.
Correct.
Yeah, like,
well, I'm just saying, the Eagles' offense scores a lot of points. Like, I'll concede if you want to say Shanahan's a better play designer, but the Eagles' offense does score a lot of points.
Well, used to.
You just picked out a four-game sample.
You said that they will. You said you think the Niners would score more points in the playoffs because Purdy.
No. In general, his point is that Purdy will. Purdy does have more turnover-worthy plays. He does that.
Yeah.
But I think a quarterback of a sort of
certain caliber,
of an offense that is of a certain level, those exist, and that's why I don't think turnovers are not created equal. You know, a turnover in. You know, you have the ball in your own 37, and you throw an interception at your opponent's 26. Like, is it a turnover? It is. But if you hadn't completed that pass, would you have punted it the next down anyway? And so they're not all created equal. And the more points you can generate, the less important those turnovers are.
Yeah, so I agree with that.
That is one thing going into Sunday. The Niners have only won the turnover battle this year four times. Mm-hmm. So the Eagles have won it, I think, like 9 or 10 times, and obviously we know when they win the turnover. So that is one advantage for the Eagles going into this. So I agree with you. There are certain turnovers you can point to that it's like, it doesn't really matter. Holistically, I disagree with you. Like, turnovers are crucially important.
Well, so the
like, I get Sam, your point. There Sam, are certain instances.
Sam Darnold leads the league in turnovers. They're the number one seed in the NFC East.
Yeah.
The 49ers...
They played an easy schedule.
No, they didn't. They played in... So your schedule stuff, you've been lying about schedule difficulty all year. The Seattle... No, just go look at strength of schedule. Look at it FPI. Look at it at Football Reference.
Right.
Look at it at win percentage. The Seattle Seahawks played a tougher schedule than the Eagles. The Niners played a tougher schedule than the Eagles. The Rams played a tougher schedule than the Eagles. The Eagles played like the 17th hardest schedule in the NFL. You've been saying they play a harder schedule. They have not.
Well, that was based on coming into the season.
Yeah, but also, I've never said they played the toughest schedule based on, like, combined wins. What I'm saying is, if you look at their, like, week two Kansas City is an extremely tough game. Now, the Chiefs didn't end up winning a lot of games, but that is a very tough game.
That's a different,
Detroit, 7 weeks ago, is much tougher than Detroit was 2 weeks ago. So, again, if you want to say
fair.
Seattle's played a tougher
those
schedule.
Those are two teams. One was 6-11, and the other one didn't make the playoffs.
Correct. I'm saying, but when they played them is very different.
No, the Chiefs were, at best, a 500 team all year. They were never more than a game over 500. The Chiefs, we played the name of the Chiefs. We played in Kansas City.
Yeah.
But that team was not good this year.
But playing in Kansas City when they were 0-1 is a very tough game. In my opinion,
again, well, it's tougher than playing the Titans, but that the Chiefs did not prove to be a good team this year.
So let me ask you this: if you had your season on the line, right?
Yes.
And I know how the Chiefs are viewed now, but like, let's say midway point of the season, would you rather go to Kansas City or to Jacksonville? Your season is on the line. You'd rather have to go beat Mahomes and Andy Reid, or you have to go beat
this year's teams?
Yes,
I'd rather go to Kansas City.
Okay, so I would rather go to Jacksonville. That's just the way because I still think beating them is hard. Now, I agree their season fell apart. He got hurt. I agree with you.
But the season was bad before he got hurt. Now, their record ended up being 6-11 In part because
they were a 500 team prior to
all that. But that team was eliminated from the playoffs in the game that Mahomes got hurt. So to be clear,
no, they fell apart.
That team was eliminated from the playoffs with Patrick Mahomes. They had Patrick Mahomes the whole time. Right. Now they're 6-11 because Patrick Mahomes got hurt. But maybe they would have been 7-10 or 8-9. I don't know. But it was not a playoff team with Patrick Mahomes.
So where I will agree with you is like, the 2023 Eagles, let's use them. Beating the 2023 Eagles in week 3 is much different than beating them in week 14, 15, right?
Sure.
So, again, not a great team overall, but it's just a tougher game. So when you go to combined wins, that's my point I'm making, is that, like, yes, you're right. When you look at the Eagles' schedule, the Lions ended up not being as good. The Chiefs ended up not being as good. The Packers. But in the moment, I think they were tougher games because their seasons were in different places. That's the only point I'm making.
And you can't – obviously, they won the Super Bowl last year, so they get a tough – road the next year.
Yeah, I'm going to pull the Seahawks schedule.
It really just depends on what division you're going to be lined up with. And this year, we were lined up against the NFC South or the West? The West. No, we played the Central.
You're talking about the AFC?
No, NFC. We played the Packers. We played the Packers and the Vikings. Yeah, played their division. And who did we play in the AFC?
AFC West.
AFC West. That's what we played this year.
Because we played Denver, we played Chargers.
And you can't discount.
I was trying to think of the divisions that we played against.
You also can't discount the divisions that they're in. And
that's true.
Those teams, the Seahawks, are in the toughest division in football. They won the toughest division in football. The Eagles,
it's tougher than the NFC East. I would agree with you.
Well, it's the toughest.
Yeah,
it's the toughest.
I think the North is tough too, and I would.
They have the two.
Pick and choose. But yes, I agree. It is a good.
They have the two Super Bowl favorites in the same division.
Okay.
And the 49ers, who had a chance to be the one seed up until the last game of the year.
As a matter of fact, they got the two favorite. Yes.
The Eagles are in a division that doesn't have another team at least 500.
I agree with you. The NFC East is not as good as those divisions.
Every team in the division. They lost to the Commanders. They lost to the Cowboys. They lost to the Giants. All bad teams.
Yeah, I'm not disputing the NFC East is better than the NFC West. Okay. I agree with you.
I realize that.
Well, I'm just saying you can't discount the division that you can look at.
I have more respect for Seattle today than I did 3 weeks ago, for sure. Like, going to San Francisco and winning was impressive. I think their win over the Rams was a little fluky, but they still beat the Rams in a good spot. I agree with you.
Yeah, fluky, and they outscored the Rams, a team that had a great offensive game against a really good defense.
I still would trust Jalen over Sam Darnold, but...
I would trust Jalen over Sam Darnold, too.
And that matters.
Yes. I just don't know that I would trust him over Brock.
I'm looking
Purdy.
At their schedule now. So they played the Texans. That's a tough game.
And they beat them.
They beat the Jaguars. They lost to the Niners, went 1-1 with the Niners. I think they went 1-1 with the Rams. Mm-hmm. Then they played the Colts, the Falcons, the Vikings, the Titans, the Cardinals.
Let me ask you something.
Panthers.
Are there any two wins on the Eagles' schedule that are a better two wins than beating the Houston Texans and the Jacksonville Jaguars?
You're not talking like back-to-back weeks. You're saying just two?
Yes.
Okay. That was, I believe it was back-to-back.
Okay.
Which is impressive.
Are there any two wins on the Eagles' schedule that are better than those two? So any combined two?
I mean, you're not going to agree with me on this. I still think beating the Packers at Lambeau and the Lions in back-to-back weeks is on par with those two teams. They just, like the Texans
it
and Jags,
was,
I get
yeah.
what you're saying, but they're just...
When they played the Lions and Packers, that was a pivotal point of the year.
It was a pivotal point of the year, but the Lions were never at any point this year. They had a 1-2 week stretch where it looked like... Oh, maybe the Lions, but the Lions have not been good all year.
So I do think one difference between me and you when we do these things is I value like last year more than you do. So I agree with you. This year, the Texans and Jags are better than the Lions and the Packers, obviously. But I still think based off the fact that they're new teams that are good, right? They weren't that good last year. I think there is something to the fact that the Lions have been great for a long time, even though they fell apart. I still view that as tougher. I get your point.
Yeah,
I'm not discounting
them as wins. The Packers
you're just saying
and Lions
the other wins are better. Yeah,
right. I just say that,
and that's why the Chiefs win means more to me.
And even though you were wrong about how well we played in Buffalo, that was still a good win.
It was a great win. That's a good point by Ike. Yeah.
Oh, we 215-592-9494.
Go full circle.
We have to hear from
Chris. I feel better about him going into the postseason.
From Kristen in Philly, who is a new all-star caller on WIP.
Oh God, I thought it was my wife for a second.
No. You're not Elliot's wife, are you, Kristen?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
That would be funny.
What do you got, Kristen? You going to yell at me again?
Yep.
I'm not going to yell at you again. Okay. I don't yell. I just get excited.
You're passionate.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's right.
That's what Ike says, too.
So, you asked earlier today about if they're going to have a switch and...
Yeah.
Well, I feel like every postseason, we always do this. We always basically come out good ever since. Well, now that we beat the with some guys, the Buccaneers, they're not a problem for us anymore.
Yeah.
We beat them this year. Okay, last season, everybody kept saying the same thing about Jalen Hurts. Oh, he can't beat this person. He can't beat the, who is it, Jordan Love. We beat Jordan Love. Okay? Then they said we couldn't beat the Rams. We beat the Rams in the snuck.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And he ran, what,
and in their
yards?
Building, by the way.
We're favorite.
40 yards? Okay, but yeah. It doesn't matter like where you go. Now, that's what people fail to realize. It doesn't matter where you go. If everybody was afraid to go somewhere, and every time you go somewhere and defeat you, everybody be stuck at home.
Well, if you say it doesn't matter where you go, you do realize that the Eagles have only won playoff games at home with Nick Sirianni.
Well, that was then. This is now. I don't care about everybody.
But you keep
else.
Talking about then. You're, okay, you're talking about then
no,
with the
I'm
Rams game last year, and you're talking about
I'm
then.
Talking about leading up to then.
Like, why doesn't getting demolished by the Bucs count in the first round of the playoffs twice?
So the Eagles is going to be good in the playoffs this year. They are going all the way through. Why? Because they planned for this. I'm not talking about the coaches. I'm talking about the team. See, sometimes you have to separate the team from the coaches. The coaches are going to do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But the players have to execute. And that's where it matters.
Okay. They have. Right. Do you think they've executed well this year?
I'm not worrying about this year. Everything goes back to zero.
Okay.
Because you think about it. If the play caller wasn't
well, then
bad,
you're just, you're, then
problems.
You just have faith. Then this is a religious thing to you. That you just have faith based on nothing you've seen. It's just what you believe.
No, I just know it. No, it's not about nothing that I've seen. It's what I know.
And
what facts show.
Okay.
Because last year they didn't have a great season. And look what happened last season.
Well, they had. Hold on. Kristen.
Because they executed.
Kristen. They had the number one defense, number two defense in the league last year. They had the best rushing game, the best rushing attack in the NFL. Hold on. They had more wins last year. They were a two seed last year.
I'm not betting against them.
There we go. All right.
What I know what they can do.
You're the biggest Eagles fan. Congratulations. We're going to award the biggest Eagles fan. The crown.
Corey's not giving that up.
Yeah, in June, we're going to have the biggest Eagles fan contest.
That'd be a good one.
Oh, yeah. It would be great. You kidding me?
Yeah.
Nobody would be happier than Jack and I doing that week. All right, Kristen. You have a good one. There she is.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah, biggest I like
Eagles
that.
Fan. Just hear people call in.
How many Eagles tattoos would be tattooed the week before that contest?
Just to prove.
Again, if they win the Super Bowl again, it's going to be a boring summer. We're going to have to come up with a lot of stuff.
You guys could do it in October when not much is going on.
I know, Elliot. Yeah. They suck. I get it. Well, your little Eagles, they'll start their next season.
Don Mattingly.
Hey, Elliot, could you do this? Could you rank the likelihood of Philadelphia teams to win a championship this year?
Yeah.
Your likelihood from most likely to least likely.
So, Eagles 1.
Okay.
Oh.
Sixers 2.
Right.
Wow.
Phillies 3.
Wow.
Union 4.
Wow.
Flyers 5.
Okay, so you have the Phillies behind the Sixers.
Yeah, because the Sixers are on the way up. The Phillies are on the way down.
Right.
Okay. Jack, anything to say about that?
It's a great point. 215. We got Jordan coming up next.
I mean, it's true. It's true.
I don't give I don't care. I don't care.
This current version of the Phillies is the old version of the Sixers. They're new Sixers now.
What you say about the Phillies?
Well, I've been right the past
few
years.
You don't know anything about baseball.
I said they were going to lose to the Mets. I called that. They choked in the postseason.
I said they
lose
to the Mets, too. I don't care. No one cares.
I don't know about that. How would you rank them?
I would go Eagles, Phillies.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean,
why?
Phillies. Well, because the Phillies won 95 games last year, and they have...
Right, but they didn't win a postseason series.
They didn't.
And they've gone back each of the last few years.
Absolutely.
Whereas I think the Sixers, for what it's worth...
The Sixers don't have any chance of winning
a title.
So
here's where I would disagree with you.
0% chance.
I think the East is not good, right? Whereas the Phillies have the Dodgers in the way, so that's a difference. There's no juggernaut in the East. And I also think the Sixers have something they have not had in a lot of years, which is like no expectations. So when they go to the postseason, I think there's a freshness with them, whereas I think the Phillies go to the postseason, and we see it when they go to the plate.
If the Sixers win the title this year, I will get an ESP tattoo.
Love it.
Yeah, 100%. There is no chance.
Of his face?
No.
I think ESP a little. Yeah, yeah. Remember the 100 emoji say, ESP thing?
With the 100 emoji.
I'll decide what the tattoo is. All right. You can get the Goldberg.
That's no fun.
Wow. Give me a break.
Would it count as Embiid's title?
Yes.
Why wouldn't it?
If Maxey's the best player?
They're not winning it without him.
They're not winning it without him.
But they're not winning it unless Maxey's the best player.
Well, okay. they
like I'm saying, if Maxey is the best player, does it count as Joel taking him out of the second
it
round?
Does.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Now, because he may not win the finals MVP, but we
Well, also, you're talking about
the Kobe's titles not count when the Lakers were
winning.
You're
talking about Maxey as the best player. The only way they're winning the title is if Joel is averaging at least 25 and is sort of a semblance of the old Joel on defense,
yeah.
Which probably makes him the best player on the team.
Very quickly, the only reason that matters is if Maxey is Maxey. Like, if there's no Maxey, it doesn't matter what Joel does.
Sure.
But Maxey is a 500 team without Joel.
Yeah, and a team with Joel this year and no Maxey would be one of the worst teams in the league because he only plays like half the games.
But you're talking about winning a title.
Correct, right. I'm saying they need Maxey more than they need Embiid. Like, he's number one, and I agree they need Embiid to do it, but Maxey is more important than Embiid.
Okay.
215.
You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. You even got James to do Go Birds daily during the playoffs?
Every single day, 10 a.m. until the Eagles are eliminated, me and James are recording.
Wow.
Wow.
Did it last year. We did 39 pods in a row.
Did you have a table to throw them through in case?
Was not great.
Okay.
If Eagles, Bills, Super Bowl, he's got to do it again, though.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
I might be doing it now.
Yes.
Until you're standing up there and looking down at the table.
Yeah. If I get enough surf sides in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Do it. All right. Thank you, Elliot.
Fun times.
Jordan Mailata joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The wild card round is here, and FanDuel is turning on playoff mode. Now, all customers get a profit boost pack every NFL game day, each game day during the wild card round. Now, you'll find a pack loaded with multiple profit boosts waiting for you in the app. Pick the matchups that you believe in. I kind of going with all the favorites this weekend. I don't see an upset, really. Maybe. I don't know what the line is with Jacksonville and Buffalo. But people are taking Josh Allen. I think Jacksonville beats Buffalo this weekend. So watch out for that one. Take a shot on an upset. I just called one for you. Or you can build a parlay that fits the moment, then apply your profit boost and go after even bigger payouts when the playoffs get rolling. So visit FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL, and grab your profit boost pack every NFL game day.